Well, one of the points that is constantly being stressed in the readings from the scriptures during this time of Advent is precisely the many ways in which our Lord's presence is made known to us since the Incarnation. And the passage from Luke, a parallel passage from Saint Matthew, our Lord rejoiced in the Holy Spirit and said, "I give you praise, Father, heaven and earth, precisely because you have made these things known to the simple ones, the humble ones, and above all, to Our Lady. He has looked upon the lowliness of his maidservant. All generations shall call me blessed." How often we forget the presence of the Lord in the many ways in which he attends to us, helps us, anticipates our needs. Those that were in a particular point alluded to in this reading at the revelation of the truths about salvation, most of all about our Savior. The more we meditate upon these, the more we are conscious of our Lord's presence in our midst, the more we are aware of the truth about our existence, why we are in the world, what we are preparing for in heaven, the greater will be our joy anticipated, and it is even before we reach there. Let us strive to do this always with the help of Our Lady, she will always, as it were, rejoice in seeing the things that we see and hearing the things that we hear. Look forward to those still greater revelations to come to us in heaven when we see our Lord face to face and join the company of the saints. That, of course, as it were, helps us to remember that very special way in which our Lord is present to us, the mystery of the Eucharist, that when we eat of his flesh and drink of his blood, not only a question of knowledge, but a question of life and joy, we will recognize who it is that is in our midst, and why our Lord told the apostles, many there were who had hoped to see something of this kind and did not see it, and hear what you hear, did not hear it. For this we can be grateful, thank him, and continue, as it were, in the midst of many trials and tribulations to recognize how stupendous, how good is the Lord, and how these things, as were themselves, help us to draw closer to him and to be ready for heaven. Praise be Jesus and Mary.